Even though they usually start to decrease this time of year, the average price for a gallon of gasoline in the United States hit $3.27 this week. That's its highest price in 7 years, and it's almost double what it was last spring when roads and runways were nearly empty because of the COVID pandemic. There are several components to the price of gasoline. The cost of getting it to gas stations, federal and state taxes, the costs of refining it, the profits gas companies make, they all factor in. But the biggest chunk of what we pay, accounting for 43% of the cost of gasoline, is the price of the crude oil gas is made from. And not coincidentally, crude is also at its highest price in 7 years at just over $80 per barrel. There are several reasons why this is happening and why the price of crude is expected to get even higher. One, demand. As the world economy has grown in the wake of the pandemic, so has the need for energy. And because natural gas prices have recently skyrocketed, especially in Europe, experts think power plants and factories will increasingly turn to crude oil because it's cheaper. Recent flooding in northern China is also an issue. It led to the closure of dozens of coal mines, and because coal is the main source of energy in China, its prices have hit record highs and influenced the price of crude oil to go higher. But a major influence on that price has always been OPEC, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. Algeria, Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, these are some of OPEC's 13 member nations. And though the U.S. government has asked them to significantly increase their oil production, the group recently decided it would only do so gradually. So that's keeping oil prices higher. So what could all this mean besides higher gas and energy prices? Well, it could add to America's inflation problems, driving prices up for all sorts of goods. And if Americans are spending more on transportation, they'll have less to spend on goods anyway, and that could have a negative impact on the U.S. economy.